Over 2,200 triathletes will compete this weekend. The one-day event includes a brisk 2.4-mile swim in Lake Monona, followed by a healthy 112-mile bike ride, topped off with an intensive 26.2-mile run. Athletes will complete the competition in anywhere from around 9 hours to the cutoff point of 17. For Middleton Dr. Dave Olive, Sunday's race is a long time coming.
I really want to complete this race badly. This has been... Now it's almost a two-year goal.
In December of 2006, Olive started training feverishly for last year's Ironman. He logged countless hours in the pool, on his bike, and on the pavement. And in July of 2007, he was pretty confident he'd be ready for September's race. But his course was altered dramatically during a casual bike ride with friends and family that went awry. His friend, training partner Dan Rodert, was there when Dave's bike malfunctioned.
We had a beautiful ride with our wives, and we were coming home. And it was just a silly wreck. It wasn't going 30 miles an hour downhill and wiped out.
Olive was rushed to emergency, where it was learned that he'd had anything but a simple fall. 15 bones were broken, including his collarbone, arm, ribs, bones in his back. He punctured a lung. Then doctors performed a CAT scan and discovered a mass in his left lung. It was cancer, which, if not for the bike accident, may not have been found. Doctors removed half of his lung, and it was decided chemotherapy was his best option for survival. But Rodert says that despite the surprise diagnosis, his friend just couldn't get the Ironman out of his head.
His injuries are too long to even list, and then he won't even start chemo until the Ironman was over because he wanted to make sure he'd be able to be out on the course. And the whole time he's saying, I'm here next year, I'm here next year, I'm here next year.
So what propels someone who's just been through a major accident and four courses of chemo to set about conquering one of the world's most challenging races? According to Wisconsin Ironman race director Ryan Richards, it's a title that drives many to achieve the near impossible.
I have the opportunity, obviously, to hear some of the stories of the athletes, and I've never seen a race where I haven't gotten a tear in my eye when someone crosses the finish line or, you know, been moved to do something inspiring.
When Olive finished his chemo this past December and was declared cancer-free, it was his first workout from his front door to his mailbox that was the hardest. But this week, as he trains at a local pool, he's confidently looking straight ahead with his eye on the Ironman title.
If it's as hard as chemotherapy, though, I'll be surprised. If it's as hard as recovering from the surgery, I'll be surprised, because both of those were extremely difficult. And both of them actually gave me motivation for getting through this, because as bad as the training got at times, as bad as I felt or as sore as I was, I kept thinking, you know, it's not as bad as chemotherapy.
15 broken bones, half a lung, one successful battle with cancer, 2 years and miles later, this Sunday Dave Olive finally gets his chance to become an Ironman. It's a title that many feel he's already earned. Kristen Durst, Wisconsin Public Radio.